This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
School districts across Wisconsin are seeing their enrollment decline. In Milwaukee, the drop is due in part to fewer school-aged children. But the growing popularity of the state's voucher program that helps some families pay for private schools has also played a role. As Jimena Condi reports, Milwaukee Public Schools is trying a new recruitment tactic this summer. But whether it can better market its schools remains to be seen.
A high school drumline plays for a crowd of more than 100 people in front of MPS headquarters. On this June morning, Keith Posley, acting head of the district, is launching a first-of-its-kind student enrollment campaign.
Go to doors and explain to family members the love and all of the great things that are happening in the Milwaukee Public Schools.
A couple of hours later, Tom Bruno, principal of U.S. Grant Elementary, is trying to do just that in the school's surrounding neighborhood.
Good morning. How are you?
Bruno and five other canvassers are going door to door, ready to extol the virtues of public schools like Grant. Bruno can rattle off the ways students there get a well-rounded education.
Last year, we started musical theater with our middle school group. They did Hamilton, Hairspray, and High School Musical together. They did these medleys. The parents just loved it. You know, we offer art, we offer PE.
But U.S. Grant is not the only school vying for students.
Two blocks away, we have St. Raphael's, and they have two school buildings. We have the new St. Augustine. We have St. Anthony's.
This year, MPS reported enrollment at less than 78,000 students. That's down from 97,000 in 2003. That's meant fewer state dollars for a district strapped for funds. Some funding that could have gone to MPS now follows 28,000 students that use vouchers to attend private schools. It's likely several of those students could be going to U.S. Grant. Bruno says he understands why parents would make that choice.
5 years ago, we were on the failing list.
Grant students were underperforming in reading and math compared to the state average. And while students at Grant are now performing better than the overall district, Bruno says some parents may not know. But at a block party at St. Anthony's, one of Bruno's competitors, families say they opted into the voucher program based on more than academic performance.
You can, you know, participate more without being afraid to ask questions or just like that motivation that the teacher provides for you.
That's Daniela Garcia. She made the switch to private school after the fourth grade. Now in high school, Daniela says she loved the smaller class sizes. Her mother, Albita, says she was sold on the culture.
Que a nosotros nos hacen parte.
They make us part of that mindset that university is possible for everyone. But I learned that with the education and the information they gave me at the school.
Annabelle Macias says the extracurricular activities offered influenced her choice, as did religion.
Because it's Catholic, and I'm 100% Catholic, and because they use uniforms too.
The Cleveland Metropolitan School District has been where MPS finds itself. The district's enrollment dropped to less than 35,000 students in 2011, an almost 50% loss from 2002. Rick McIntosh oversees enrollment for Cleveland Metropolitan. He says to stop the decline, his district has had to embrace the idea that parents have options.
We have to really understand that we are changing the culture.
Cleveland tried a door-to-door enrollment effort, but it wasn't enough on its own. In 2012, the district launched a set of school reforms that included creating more magnet high schools and expanding pre-K for four-year-olds. Then the district launched a campaign to inform parents of the changes. McIntosh says it aims to get parents to look past the district's shortcomings.
So that makes families really consider us an option to come to or to stay within.
Since then, enrollment has increased by about 5%. MPS already does some types of community outreach, like high school and career fairs, and has seen enrollment increase by almost 2,000 students, or almost 3%, in 2 years. But whether the door-to-door enrollment campaign will build on that success remains to be seen. On the day of its launch, Bruno's group failed to enroll a single student. Jimena Condi, Wisconsin Public Radio.